2015 was the year when electric vehicles became a significant presence on Sonoma County's streets and highways, observes Ann Hancock, co-founder of the Center for Climate Protection in Santa Rosa.
There is an acceleration of EV adoption. This mirrors a push at the state level, recognizing that we have to electrify our transportation sector. Transportation accounts for about 65% of our emissions that we produce here in Sonoma County. It's a really huge problem that we need to address.
For the United States as a whole, EV sales were flat or down a little last year, but not so in California, and especially not in the North Bay. Dave DeMarinas, sales director for the Hansel Auto Campus in Santa Rosa, cites their experience as an example.
The interest, particularly on the West Coast, has been very strong for the EVs. Volkswagen is a great example where nationally the brand is a little bit down 2014 to 2015. But in the West Coast, the brand is up several percentage points. And when you break it down by model, all of the growth is in the EVs. And we are up over 1,000% year over year. Now, that was very small numbers last year. But it's a similar story with BMW and the i3, where there's modest growth for the brand, but the i3 is up almost 90% for us.
He says there are multiple factors involved in this trend, but three considerations lead the list.
There's a lot of curiosity about the cars driven by three primary things: impact on the environment, the availability of their carpool lane stickers, and then some very, very compelling leases on the EVs because of the tax subsidies.
There can be other economic incentives, too. Jeff Cyphers, CEO of Sonoma Clean Power, says their customers who charge electric vehicles at home are seeing impressive savings on two fronts.
Switching from driving even a Prius to an electric car on Sonoma Clean Power is equivalent to eliminating all the emissions from all electricity and all heating in a single-family home. It's an enormous reduction in emissions, and it doesn't have to cost anything.
With policies and regulations already in place in California to promote the sale and use of zero-emission vehicles, the uptick in EV sales is widely expected to continue in the new year. One thing that will help it accelerate, suggests DeMarinas, is the increase in EV ownership among automobile salespeople.
The people who are most successful are those typically who are EV owners themselves. We have a large number of employees that have gone out and got EVs, and when that happened, we saw an uptake in sales, and I think that's part of it. Once they are experiencing it and believing it and are real true advocates for it, they're able to get more people interested in it, and then those that are on the fence able to help them get over the hump.
With the gains of the past year to build on, 2016 promises to be a year in which interest and activity around electric vehicles will intensify. We'll look at some of those prospects tomorrow. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.